Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Will you be going to the grocery store after the show?
Oh.
Or am I the only one?
Not if I can help it.
Oh, man. I had to run to get a couple items for your gifts yesterday.
Oh, really?
Oh, no. They're from the grocery store.
What?
And it was a zoo.
It was a zoo. I had to go yesterday, too.
Yeah.
And I could not believe, because I went like midday, but not, I guess it was maybe like 12:30-ish, lunchtime-ish.
I think I went at 3, and I bet it just got busier and busier.
It was so packed. I was like, oh, good for me, midday, people be working. Nope.
I have a very holiday-specific, as in these are the three things we forgot list. Bread bowls.
Got to have those.
Marshmallows.
Yes.
Grapes.
Grapes.
Yeah.
Like red and green?
I need to...
Thinking?
I need further clarification on the grapes. I don't have that information.
I bet you anything, they're charcuterie grapes.
Well, yes.
Yes.
Green primarily. Shannon's mom is making a Grinch face charcuterie platter.
Oh, yeah.
For our Grinch-themed soup lunch.
Okay.
And she doesn't think she has enough grapes. She brought some with her from Altoona.
Mm-hmm. The Altoona grapes will taste a little bit different.
They just have different soil.
You'll notice a subtle sweetness in the Altoona grapes.
This tastes like Adventureland.
Mm.
Is that funnel cake grape?
They're all cotton candy grapes.
If you can make cotton candy grape, why can't you make a funnel cake grape?
Funnel cake grape. It's
funnel
easy
cake
to say.
Grape.
Yes.
Put it on the bag.
I would eat that.
I would too.
So if she's making a Grinch, is she making the face of the Grinch out of food? I'm confused how it's a Grinch charcuterie.
Yes.
Does it have who hash? What, how is it?
No, it's not themed to the things from the movie. It is actually in the shape and face of the Grinch.
Okay.
So I'm guessing the grapes are on the outside.
Yes.
And then there'll be a variety of other items that symbolize his eyes, his beady eyes.
Well, then in my mind, he needs strawberry for the hat.
Well, she may already have those.
Oh, that's
all
true.
All I know is...
Altoona strawberries! Listen, Claire, all I know is I was told to get grapes. I'm getting grapes.
I gave enough interest to go, oh, really? I'll get grapes. And that was it. That's all I cared.
And that was the end of the conversation.
Until it's made and I'm eating the Grinch's face,
okay.
I don't care.
I'm sure there's more details here. Woman to woman, there's more.
But I would really like to now go undercover and shop both the produce section of Altoona and Cedar Rapids and compare.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. A little grape tasting.
At a minimum.
You have to.
You got to taste a couple grapes.
Heck
no,
yeah.
These are Altoona grapes.
Well, I really want to make sure that you get the best grapes that we have to offer.
Just think Justin Bieber could do a follow-up to his Peaches song.
Oh.
If he get his peaches
and grapes. And I get my grapes in Altoona. Oh, yeah.
Still gets his weed in California.
Well,
but
yeah.
The grapes straight from Altoona.
They have the best grapes.
So says Joanna Reno.
People bring them with them from Altoona.
Those grapes rode all the way on Highway 30 from Altoona.
Wow.
To Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
You know what? That's
and now are currently in my fridge.
Happy Christmas Eve day to all those celebrating with grapes of your choice.
Do you think she'll know which ones are which as she's piecing together the Grinch's face?
She'll know.
Of course.
She'll know.
Texture.
Yeah.
Size.
Quality.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can just tell when you...
Plumpness.
When you see an Altoona grape.
That's an Altoona grape.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yep.
It's a real good one. Speaking of quality...
Not today.
It's Christmas Eve. Plus, the future.
You can see it?
I can see it. And pretty soon we'll be able to taste it. We're going to talk about the food trends that you'll start seeing in 2026. According to the National Restaurant Association's culinary forecast.
Is this the same people that probably predicted Brussels sprouts were going to have a day?
Yes.
Okay, I'm listening.
Yes, from the people who brought you Brussels sprouts. Now sexy. Comes smash burgers.
We already have them.
We already have them. I know. I'm like, how is this a forecast, you guys? But you're going to see a rise in smash burgers. More restaurants, if they don't already specialize in smash burgers,
yeah,
are going to be hopping on the smash burger train.
Okay.
They get that little bit of caramelization, flavorful patties. You're going to be seeing it in diners and in like regular chain restaurants too.
Didn't the Butter Burger... And also the Steak and Shake. Like, they are the originators of the smash burger.
The OG smash burger.
You get a crisp beef outside, and then it's perfect on the inside. Mm-hmm. They just didn't call it that.
Exactly.
So it's basically a thin burger.
Now we all call it smash patty, and it's a thing.
So smash burger.
That's the thing. Caribbean protein bowls. A lot of protein, but with those Caribbean flavors.
Okay, so more like a jerk chicken?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Instead of like tuna?
Yeah.
Tuna seems to be hot right now.
Tuna?
The pokey and ahi tuna bowls.
Gotcha, gotcha. I was like canned tuna?
No.
Not hot.
In a bowl.
Miso, the flavor?
Yeah.
Gonna be on a lot of different things.
Okay.
And just gonna warn you, low alcohol drinks.
Who are you talking to? Not me.
You. You.
Well, hold on a second. But there's still some alcohol.
Some. It says low, not none.
I honestly, I've seen non-alcoholic on the menu.
Yeah.
And then I've never seen low alcohol drinks.
I haven't
before.
Either. They didn't explain it. They just said that that's what they're forecasting. Low amounts.
Low alcohol drinks.
Low amounts of alcohol.
Just got to have a couple more. Solved it.
For some? Yes, for some.
Well, thanks for those food trends.
Those are the food forecast of the future.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
My dude,
yeah,
I have never I have never been so glad to be standing across from you before.
What's up with that?
I have been playing nurse for the past 24 hours.
I know, and I was telling everybody, I know you're going to be a trooper, but you are going to be in a foul mood when you get back on New Year's.
Okay, I'm not in a foul mood per se. It's just that it's very, very difficult because my husband had hernia surgery, so his scars are all going to be like in the tummy area, and he has 3 incisions.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah, got him good. They got him real good.
Ah, we can't go in that way, boys. Back out, go another way.
No, it was always the plan, apparently, to have 3.
Boop, boop, boop.
But when you have that kind of, scarring and stuff.
Did they have to cut, into his abdomen?
No, it was all laparoscopic, too.
Oh, okay.
It's just a little.
Yeah.
Get the camera in there. Boop.
Wow.
It's amazing. Modern medicine is amazing. The nurse was telling us, she's like, I've been doing this for 30 years. And when I started, patients like you would have been here for a week.
To recover from hernia surgery?
You would come
surgery?
In the night before to be admitted. You would get your procedure done. And then you would stay for a full week to recover.
Wow.
He was in that morning out by 10:30.
Yeah, I was texting you a couple times. And he was on his way home. Yep. Like the show, the morning scramble's not done yet.
Basically, during the space of a morning scramble, he had that surgery. But the thing with his recovery is he can't use his abs. And you don't realize how often you use your abdominal muscles, like standing up, getting up and down, moving around, just like walking, normal things like that.
Yeah.
He needs a little extra help.
Lifting yourself up off the couch.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Also, it is not helpful for him to laugh.
Oh, no.
I have been holding in so many little quips, so many little funny jokes, Eric, because if I make him laugh, I will hurt him.
Don't hurt him.
I can't hurt him. I care about him. I don't want to hurt him with laughter. So it feels good to be here and just let it go.
He can't laugh.
He can laugh. He can laugh. It's just like it can get very painful, especially if it's quite funny. And
he's going to, he has to laugh out of his throat. Ha, 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 ha. I just moved my abs accidentally.
He was telling me a story about how his massage therapist had also had hernia surgery and was telling him about that process. And he's like, you know what my massage therapist said? And I just said, wow, you have a terrible body. We laughed very hard, but he was in so much pain throughout the entire moment of laughter. And then
I'm going to have to charge double for surface area.
It was so funny, and then it was immediately not funny because he's laughing and he's in pain, and he's like, "Why did you do that?" That's just painful.
This is gonna be a very interesting Christmas.
It is. Oh, it really is.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Just keep it in. Just keep everything.
Well, the good news is it's back in now.
Yeah, there's mesh. Making it
there's
stay.
Mesh. Oh, my God.
Keeping insides inside.
Well, speedy recovery and speedy laughter to him.
Thank you.
Did he show you what I texted him? I said, don't get addicted to wearing robes backwards that open in the back. And don't get addicted to painkillers.
You be careful with texts like that. Be very
that
careful.
That was pre-surgery. I didn't know.
Good.
I didn't know. All right. Well, speaking of the holiday season, I got a message this morning. This came in at exactly 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. A gift has been made in honor of Eric Hansen. A generous gift in honor of Eric Hansen was made by Claire to help the birds you love best, owls and hawks. You made a donation in my name to a bird sanctuary?
Okay, let me explain, okay? Earlier this year, you were telling a story about how you saw an owl, and you said something to the effect of, they are my favorite.
The owls are my favorite. Owls make my day.
You find them just to be majestic, and
yes,
you stare
haunting
at them.
I can't look away. Like, if I hear one in the neighborhood, I have to know where the sound is coming from. My day has not. I can't move. I just love owls.
So that got me inspired.
Okay.
And I thought, oh, I should really get you something with an owl on it. But you specifically said, I don't want a shirt. I don't want.
Who's the coolest?
A coffee mug. Like, you didn't want anything that has owls on it.
So preferably.
Like, yeah. So then I thought, well, I don't know. I kept going round and round about what to get you that would have owls on it. And then it came to me. I'll make a generous donation in your name to support the birds that you love.
But why am I now surrounded by two other presents?
Because then I have to take you through my labyrinth of my mind.
Do I start with the flat one?
Flat one. This is actually to you and Ben.
This is Ben and I. Okay, I'm going to open it in his direction.
Okay. There's more wrapping when you get... Be very careful.
I am very careful.
You knew that this was coming.
I did?
Yes.
Oh, I can't wait to see what this is.
I told you I was doing this.
You
did?
But
then I proceeded to not do it for a super long time.
All right, Ben's just saw it. Oh, awesome! You did the proclamation. You framed it. This looks fantastic.
I framed our proclamation for a national world record for our eating cereal.
Look at that.
It was cereal day in Cedar Rapids. We got a proclamation from the city of Cedar Rapids.
This is beautiful.
The Linn County Recorder recorded the record
of
2,410 people all gathered in Green Square eating breakfast cereal at the exact same time.
Can we hang it in the office?
We can hang it in our office.
Yes!
Yes.
I love it.
But then
Thank you. Then
I got excited and I wanted to get you something with owls and I couldn't think of... Actually, you should open the box.
But box next?
The card is moot at this point. I've explained the whole thing.
Did the card take me through what you just said?
Basically, the card is just in summation.
What is this?
Explaining. So then I wanted to get you a mug with owls on it. And then you have to have something to put in your mug. So I just got you a huge.
Oh my God, this is so much tea.
A huge thing of tea.
Claire, there's so much tea in here. I have volumes of tea.
You're going to hate how much tea you have in your
tea set. There are 16 volumes of tea in here. I've never heard of half of these teas before.
I know. And then I was thinking I'm going to get you a bunch of owl mugs. But I didn't, okay? I stopped myself in the midst of this project. And then I switched to, I'm just going to make you a generous owl donation. Which I thought you'd appreciate.
Everything
more.
In this room I love. Owls, the Hawkeyes, tea, and breaking world records.
Yay!
Well, thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, my stuff's going to suck.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on
Z102.9. For those who don't know, the city of Cedar Rapids and the Cedar Rapids Police Department contract a third-party vendor to help operate and monitor cameras. These are not the traffic cameras.
Okay.
These are like, if you're in an intersection, you see, it's like if your office has a security camera, a door camera. And there are five specific ones in our downtown area. They're called point tilt zoom cameras. So you can independently operate them, zoom in, look. Well, the cameras are networked, right? They're on the internet, but mm-hmm. it's a private network. Except somehow recently, the third party was applying a software update, and what was private became public.
Whoa.
Sharing some security issues. The company, Flock Safety, has identified the misconfiguration and has already applied proper safety and security measures. assuring that safeguards are now in place to prevent further unauthorized access. So, yes, they were live online for a little bit. Yes, they've been taken down. But city had to come clean on that.
Thank you.
That news release recently sent out. The African American Museum of Iowa, along with Women in NAACP, WIN, are hosting a free Kwanzaa celebration coming up on Saturday from noon till 3 at the museum. It will honor African American heritage, culture, unity. The event includes interactive activities for all ages, food, artisans, opportunities for learning and reflection. And for a lot of us, I would go just because I don't quite understand what Kwanzaa is.
Exactly. A little education.
100% open house style. It's free. Everybody's welcome. If you'd like to go, blackiowa.org/events. That's going to bring up a calendar. Just click on the 27th, and that will give you all the information. What's got us feeling all right today? Horizons, you and I hosted their Meals on Heels fundraiser, best known probably for Meals on Wheels. They also have that neighborhood transportation service. They have a capital campaign underway right now. They're building a center for older adults. The city of Cedar Rapids, since the flood, has not had a senior center.
Really?
We have not. Because that used to be the Whitworth Center, which was the old post office downtown, which is now the Foundation 2 building. Used to be some bars and restaurants in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we don't have a dedicated senior center. So they're working on it. They're raising money. And how do you get close to a $5.5 million goal? Somebody gives you an anonymous $2 million donation.
Oh, my gosh.
Just announced last 48 hours, a $2 million donation to Horizons
That's
to build.
That's wonderful.
So they're going to break ground in February. Should be about 12 months of construction. It's going to be 13,000 square feet located in the Oak Hill Jackson neighborhood. It will include a cafe, a fitness area, movie room, and...
Gotta have it.
Pickleball court. It is highly enjoyable.
It is highly enjoyable.
So that is exciting news. What a way to go into the holiday season. Horizons announcing a $2 million
That's great.
Anonymous donation, getting them so much closer to that new Center for Older Adults. That's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Starting December 20th, a very sad video of a former child actor was being shared. The child actor is Tyler Chase. He's in the video approached by the camera operator who asks him if he was an actor on the Disney Channel before. And Tyler clarifies that he was on Nickelodeon on Ned's Declassified, and he starred as student Martin Quirley, and he was on the show's sitcom for its three-season run from 2004 to 2007. Currently, in the streets of Riverside, California, homeless and like going through the trash.
Just doesn't look good at all.
Doesn't look good at all. No, it does not seem that life has been very kind to former child actor Tyler Chase. This video has been shared a whole bunch, and a lot of people are concerned. His former co-star, who played Ned on the show, says, "I haven't seen Tyler in almost 20 years after the show ended. Anyone who has dealt with severe addiction and deep mental health issues knows it's unbelievably challenging in this situation if that person doesn't want help. My only hope is that from this exposure, someone with real understanding and the resources to do so can step in, get Tyler some treatment, help him get back on track, and we'll all want this to be a happy ending."
So we think there's some substance issues as well?
That's what he seems to be alluding to. He's not the only one who's concerned, though. Another child actor from Mighty Ducks, Sean Weiss, back in the day, said that he and some friends saw the video, and they want to reach out and they want to help. They said that he's got a friend who has a recovery addiction place, and they're going to go find Tyler. They're going to do all that they can to get him the treatment that he needs and the help that he needs.
I mean, if you think of all of these casts of characters, you rarely get a Miley Cyrus, right?
Right.
That's one in a million.
Yeah.
I ate at a pancake restaurant in Denver once, and Johnny Tsunami was one of the waiters, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Just one of those weird, it's like at some point, it's like even you played football for the Hawkeyes or the Cyclones.
Yes.
You had your 4 years in the spotlight. And then now you're a banker.
Right.
Selling insurance.
And unfortunately,
he just apparently didn't have a career path post-acting.
And if you're dealing with mental health issues and addiction issues, that's a tough spot to be in.
I love people are rallying around.
I do
but
too.
But I bet there's more stories like that.
Right.
What's the solution to that?
Yeah, I hope that they're able to find him, because he said like right now that's just the hope. It's like, I have a friend. I've got the connections. If we can find him, then we can get him to this place. So hopefully they're able to find him. Fame, as we were just discussing, is a really difficult thing to deal with. And life has changed a lot since the spotlight was put on the Kelce family. Jason, his wife Kylie, and then they have got four daughters that they share. In a new interview, Jason says that fame, that sudden transition has been difficult. He said, I'm all over television. My face in particular is much more out there. In a lot of ways, going out in public is a lot different for me, not just for my wife, too, for our whole family. We're really trying to live life as normally as we can, but it's becoming increasingly harder. We're finding ways to get it done. We could still go to Disney World and we could still walk around, but we're going to get stopped. We're going to be taking a few more pictures than we would be normally.
I mean, you go from no one seeing your face because you're wearing a helmet.
Yes.
And then just if he was an ESPN commentator, you know, probably typical sports fame.
Yeah.
But then you add the podcast.
The podcast. Both. Each one has their own podcast that's hugely successful.
Your brother's to-be bride.
Fiance.
He's doing commercials for cereal companies now.
Yeah.
So I think there's a trade-off. Like, you know, when you sign that dotted line, you're going to be seen more and more.
Totally.
But I wonder if they're getting maybe to, like, fameful. Right?
Have you reached your threshold on the fame that you're willing to put up with? He did hint that coming up, we've got the big wedding between Travis and Taylor. And he was asked point blank, will you be taking your shirt off? Because at a lot of events, Jason Kelce ends up taking his shirt off. And he said, listen, I met Taylor at the Buffalo Bills game. I jumped out of the suite. I took off my shirt and she's come back. So we'll have to see. But I bet if I do take my shirt off at the wedding, Kylie will be very upset.
I could see it happening at the reception.
I could see it happening at the reception, too. Not at the wedding proper.
I DJed many a party at the Sheraton down the hill back in the day. So many groomsmen ended up in the pool.
Yeah.
Because they would usually have the reception around the pool.
Yep.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. Just face it. And 'tis the season to be generous. That also goes for Ludacris. Actual name Chris Bridges has given a $100,000 donation to an Iowa-based children's charity. It's called ChildServe. They partner with families that help children with special health care needs to live a great life.
I just emceed an event for ChildServe in Coralville.
Oh my gosh.
Iowa City, Coralville, yeah.
Is Ludacris there?
No, but maybe next year.
See, you don't know.
Could you imagine me co-hosting an event with Ludacris?
It's Dancing Eric Hansen and Ludacris live.
I liked that I was first in the list.
Yeah. Duh. People know your name just a little bit better locally.
Locally? Well.
Locally. ChildServe is a children's charity, and he says that he's been fortunate to have a successful career, and because of that, he's got the resources, right? So one of his things that he likes to do around the holidays is to donate. And he likes to focus on children's hospitals, organizations, and communities all over the world.
This is fantastic.
And this year, he found ChildServe. He said, ChildServe meets all of the buckets that I look for when I'm choosing a nonprofit partner. I appreciate the good work that they're doing, and we're going to put Iowa on the map.
All right.
We were already on the map, man.
But thank you.
We're more on the map now.
Even more on the map.
Says Luda.
Yeah. The $100,000 is going to directly support ChildServe's inpatient complex medical care program. It's going to help provide critical therapies, specialized medical equipment, and resources for children with complex medical needs.
I mean, when I emceed the event in Iowa City, we had, a patient, a customer of ChildServe, who sang opera. It was beautiful.
Oh, my gosh.
Unbelievable. Yeah. What they have done for him and his family is amazing.
Without that funding, without that help, I mean, who's to say? Oh, my goodness.
They do a lot of equestrian therapy as well, which is cool.
Thank you, Ludacris.
No kidding.
Thank you. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Creating holiday magic for families across the corridor.
It's the Morning Scramble Santa Line.
Presented by Hertine and Stocker Jewelers.
Good morning, all. Believe it or not, as I'm recording this, I'm just now reading through the weather report for Eastern Iowa. Looking good Christmas Eve from what I can see. Now, where are my glasses? Lots of clouds and mild temperatures. So, before we say our final goodbye, let's hear our final two messages for this year's Morning Scramble Santa Line. Let's start with AJ.
Dear Santa, thank you for my bike you bought last year. Even though you forgot the training wheels, that's all right because Mom ordered some. I rode it all summer. This year, I would like a rainbow unicorn. I hope you and everyone at the North Pole are doing well. Merry Christmas. Love, AJ.
AJ, you've been awful busy this year riding your new bike, and you are so, so welcome. Isn't it fun to be outside? And now that you know how to ride a bike, you'll never, ever forget. Thanks for asking about how we're doing in the North Pole. It is good to check in on your friends every now and again. We are all doing well, although things are a little busy right now. We're looking forward to Christmas Eve, and we're looking forward to a few days off after the holiday season. Before I run back to the workshop, I have made a note about your special request for a rainbow unicorn. What a magical Christmas wish. And lastly, this is Charlotte with her Christmas message.
My name is Charlotte and I am 6 years old. What I want for Christmas is a jack-in-the-box and a rocking horse. Thank you. Can I listen?
Merry Christmas, Charlotte. With just moments to spare, I've made a note for your request for a jack-in-the-box and a rocking horse. We've been making those in our workshop for years and years and years. Ho, ho, ho! But thank you for saying thank you. Remember, manners are very important and go a long way on getting you on the nice list. Here's an example. Charlotte, may I please have an extra cookie or two, and will you please also leave a snack for the reindeer on Christmas Eve? Thank you. Alrighty, get lots of sleep, dream of sugar plums and candy canes, and I'll see you soon. And with that, it's time to say goodnight to one and all. To all the kids in girl and boy land, you'll have a jubilee. I plan to build a toyland town all around the Christmas tree. Just remember, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus, hey, that's me. I'm coming to town. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas to all. And thank you for all of your messages on the Morning Scramble Santa Line.
It's the Morning Scramble Santa Line.
Presented by Hurtin & Stocker Jewelers.
Happy holidays from the Morning Scramble, Z102.9.
It was midsummer this year that they announced that Lou Christ, the voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes, was retiring.
Iconic.
Yes.
Lou has been the voice
40 plus years.
For a very long time.
So it was an open call, open audition. I had to write a marching band show. I had to record that show and pregame. And then I got my own show. I got to do Hawkeye Hip Hop the third weekend of September. I was one of six. They have narrowed it down, and I am excited to tell you.
You're excited?
I didn't get it.
Drats!
I still embrace the Hawkeyes. I embrace the band. I just won't be working in the booth on Saturdays. That's the way it is.
You know what? That opens you up. That frees you up quite a bit, right?
It does. This was one of those, and have you ever been in this situation? You audition for a role in a play, and then your brain goes, oh my God, what if I get it?
Exactly.
Like, I got to memorize all those lines.
This is exactly that. Like, yeah. Whew, you know what? It's actually pretty good that I didn't cast it as
the lead
role.
It's a little bit of both, right? I am severely disappointed.
Yes.
It was frustrating to get that email, but at the same time, it was full of praise and said I really connected well with the students. The problem is, it's a committee. And I also didn't know who the committee was.
Oh.
So there are a lot of different voices in that room, and I don't know what the criteria was. So we do know new voice will start with the very first home game of 2026. Two voices in the booth.
Okay.
There's a new band voice and the voice of the stadium. The stadium announcer also retired at that last game.
How come nobody talked about that?
At Kinnick Stadium. It was a surprise to me when I was there, too.
So wait,
yeah.
You could have also been
I don't think that was publicly available to audition.
Okay.
As far as I know. Now, I will let the world and the Hawkeyes, whomever, Mount Mercy's getting a football program.
Yes, that's right.
If you need a golden voice of something.
Hello.
That's Claire's.
I am also available.
I love emceeing events. If my schedule allows.
Oh, but I don't want to write it. You wrote, the thing that blows my mind
I can write it.
You wrote the show and performed the show.
Yeah.
In front of thousands of Hawkeye fans.
Uh-huh.
I still say hats off.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
I got to read a show in front of 70,000 Hawkeye fans at the UMass game, and it was a lot of fun.
Great opportunity.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you think about it this way, you get to go to the games that you want to go to.
True.
And you get to celebrate the way that you want to.
Also true.
A lot more tailgating the way you're going to do it now.
Triple true.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
Well, well, well. Here we are. Christmas Eve day.
Yes.
And it's time for the Morning Scramble's gift exchange. Our gift exchange theme is favorite things.
This has been inspired by our live event.
Inspired by ourselves.
Actually, we inspired it ourselves. This has been inspired by us.
We were inspired by Oprah, who inspired us to do favorite things.
And that Marion's in there somehow.
Yes.
Because we did a live favorite things show in Marion.
Precisely.
Area stores brought in some hot items for the holidays, some of their favorite things that were on the store shelves. We did a similar thing. We found things that we love and things we want to give to our friends.
Yes.
And that's what we're about ready to do with Morning Scramble Favorite Things Gift Exchange.
Morning Scramble Favorite Things Gift Exchange that had a little bit more rules and regulations than I thought it was going to need going into it.
The big one was it was a $20 limit.
That was huge. And I thought that was fairly generous. But upon the insistence of producer Ben,
yes,
we raised it to $20.
And then upon my insistence, I'm like, well, if we're giving a present to ourselves, we should wrap all of them.
Okay. Now, here's where we have a problem. Because I, like an idiot, wrapped three things. So I will be surprised. And this is why I asked. But you guys didn't wrap. You wrapped two things.
My favorite thing is contained in just different wrapping. It's hidden from
okay.
view. I think that counts.
Yeah. I don't, because I specifically asked, why would I wrap something?
Okay. All right.
I did not shop for myself.
What? Ben, you wrote that.
It's your favorite thing.
Oh, Ben.
Oh, man.
Well,
okay.
This is off the rails.
It's already a failure.
All right, hold on. Let's see who's going to go here first.
Who will go first?
All right. It's spinning. And the first one to give out their gifts is Ben.
Oh, great.
Okay, Ben. Please hand out the packages that you have brought with you. Does it matter? Are they the same?
It doesn't matter.
Okay. This one will be mine.
There's color difference.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I'm going to tell you this. It is flat, and I believe there's a hole in it.
I have a hole in mine, too.
Okay.
Ignore any imperfections you may see.
No, it's lovely, wrapped in a... kind of a mint green paper with the word Mary.
Mary.
It's like made out of candy canes.
Mary, Mary. Oh, it's a Mary, Mary.
Okay.
Mary,
are
Mary.
You ready to
ready.
Open Ben's favorite? This is Ben's favorite thing.
Ben's favorite thing. Let's go. What is this? I know what it is.
I do not know what it is. I thought it was a cutting board.
Nope.
No?
No, there's a hole in the middle.
Yes?
This is a charcuterie board. Right?
No.
What is it?
It's a wine holder.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
So you put your wine bottle top through the center hole, and then you like hold it by the wine bottle, and then your glasses,
two glasses
hang from the side.
Yes.
Oh, this is awesome.
And then I will put meats and cheese on it as well.
If you wanted to, or you could put little Christmas cookies.
Oh, cookies.
Yes.
How seasonally appropriate.
I know, or grapes from Altoona.
Producer Ben, is this from your
Amana?
Where
did you get this?
So I chose it as my favorite thing, not because I drink wine, but because it's made in the Amanas.
Mm-hmm.
It was in budget because it was made by one of my childhood best friends, John.
Shout out to John.
Thanks, John.
His grandpa is very experienced in woodworking.
No kidding.
He is new to woodworking.
So did John make
these? John make these?
He made those, yeah.
Good job, John.
Wow.
Do you like your color or do you want a little darker or lighter? I'm good with mine.
I'm good with mine.
Then awesome.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, this is fantastic.
Thank you, Producer Ben.
This will get put to use.
Oh, absolutely.
In exactly 5 hours at my house. I can't wait.
It's perfect.
All right.
Okay. Favorite things.
Don't worry about stipulations.
Number one.
Wasn't that fun?
Success. That was fun.
Great success. Okay, one down, two to go. Keep listening as we continue Morning Scramble, Favorite Things, Gift Exchange.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9.
Happy Christmas Eve morn.
Happy
Ben.
Christmas Eve morning day morning.
Yep, that's it. That's how most people say it. How do you celebrate?
However you choose to celebrate.
We're celebrating with our group gift exchange. We've done a variety of these. We've done by color. We've done convenience store Christmas before. Remind me what last year's was.
Gosh.
I don't remember.
Convenience store.
Oh, it's food.
Food.
That's right. We shared recipes.
Yes.
I made your family's ham balls.
Oh, you.
And I ruined them.
You destroyed my family's recipe.
Because I used ham loaf.
Ham salad.
Ham
you
salad.
You used a mayonnaise-based salad in place of the ham.
I also ruined that gift exchange because I didn't even make my food, I don't think, because I was sick or something.
What?
That's right. You weren't even here.
Aww.
It's just you and me. I think I made you make me potato salad. I think. I don't know. Either way, I like that we have a nice variety of ways to give gifts. And this year, we are doing Morning Scramble Favorite Things, which inspired by Oprah and then by way of our live show in Marion about a month ago.
Yeah. So we've each brought our favorite things to share with the other people. They are, so far, Ben has brought us a solid From a Manna wood wine holder.
Yes. It rests atop a wine bottle. You can put a couple glasses on the side to balance it out. And as you noted, you can certainly put some food on it, too.
You can put food on there, too. I just love that this is from Ben's Manna.
We are now going to spin to see who gives next.
Come on, whirly machine.
And the answer is me.
Okay.
Dancing Eric Hansen's
Dancing
favorite things.
Dancing Eric Hansen. Now, you have told us which package is whose.
Yes. So underneath the tree, for both of you, you will see a light green package, kind of wrapped up like a candy, and there's a card atop each one.
Very cute packaging.
Very cute.
Thank you. When you have a wife who owns a gifting business, it comes in handy.
Okay.
Because I was struggling to find the right thing to hold this item. But this works perfectly. So how about you open the present first, and then you'll get to the card second.
Okay.
I like that idea. Okay.
Presents first. Presents first.
Oh, look, and I have one for myself, too.
Oh, look at you.
Okay.
Yours is wrapped differently.
Yes, Wait. It is wrapped differently. All right, we're all opening.
Okay. We got it. We
it's just
got it.
Tissue
you
paper.
Really, I know, but you're really strong.
Yes. Okay. So within, you will find
caramel corn.
Caramel cheddar? Is that what you got?
I got straight caramel, sea salt.
Caramel. I have salted caramel peanut. This is Almost Famous popcorn.
I love Almost Famous.
My favorite in town.
Wait a second. There's something else in there, Ben.
There is something else in your bag.
The movies!
Okay, now hold your gift card, put that to the side, and then open your cards.
Okay. Okay. Okay, I got it.
All right,
okay.
They're identical cards, so Claire, why don't you read the front?
Nothing says Merry Christmas like forced family fun. Oh, no.
Hope there's nothing forced about your fun this holiday season.
Unless.
But there could be. Let's revive the Morning Scramble Movie Club.
What do you guys think? Okay, at the price point we did, and if we went to $6 Tuesdays, each one of us could take the other two to a movie. And so Claire gets to pick a movie and pays for the three of us to go. Ben gets to pick a movie and pays for the three of us to go.
It does.
And then I get to pick a movie and pay for the three of us to go.
That maths out pretty
well. It maths out perfectly. And by the way, the gift card is a little over the limit, but it included a $5 coupon for goods at the popcorn stand. So I think it's a wash.
I think it all comes out.
So I love movies. I love entertainment.
And popcorn.
I love popcorn. I also love hanging out with you guys, so I thought this might be a fun way for us to do all of it in the doldrums of January when there's nothing going on.
That's lovely.
I'm in.
Okay, I'm
Morning
in
Morning Scramble Movie Club.
Movie Club.
Yes.
I
and
see
you guys
it happening.
Each get a pick. We just have to make sure we have Tuesdays open because that's the cheap day.
Tuesdays with the scramble.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, you good?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you, Eric Claus.
You're welcome. Good children of Cedar Rapids. Good boy and girl.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Kids and boy and girl toyland. Let's take a break. And we still have one more to go.
One
Morning Scramble
gift.
Favorite Things continues on Z102.9.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
Wishing everybody a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year from at least two-thirds of us. Claire, this is our last show until we're back live the 5th of January.
Wild.
Producer Ben and Jaden will be holding down the fort for many of those days while we're gone. Thank you in advance.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You, Ben.
Knowing they have a lot of looking back on the last year, We had a lot of fun moments.
Oh, my goodness.
We're going to relive those while we are gone for a couple of days.
You get to the end of the year and you start thinking back about all the things that you did and the year that was. And my goodness, 2025.
I keep a folder for anything that we have going on that requires a lot of communication. And I was just rattling that off this morning. We had a lot in 2025.
It was a busy year.
Yes.
So hats off, fellas.
Well, the star on the tree that is 2025 is, of course, our Morning Scramble Favorite Things Gift Exchange.
Yes, where everybody brings in some of their favorite things to share with everybody else. And I have brought in three packages. Each is wrapped in a different wrapping paper, and you have to choose what you would like your package to be. You've got red snowflakes.
Okay.
Candy canes or silver snowflakes.
Let's have Producer Ben pick first.
Producer Ben.
I would pick candy canes.
Candy canes for Ben.
That's the one I wanted. All right. Silver foil or matte red.
I should stop clanging them together.
Matte red, please.
Matte red?
Yes.
Okay. You can...
What?
Please open your packages.
Okay, this is Morning Scramble Favorite Things. Claire's gift.
My favorite thing. What could it be? What could it be?
It's reading.
My favorite thing might not necessarily be your favorite thing, but I love reading. So I have selected books for each of us to enjoy. Now, I don't want anybody to get jealous. Eric does have a signed copy.
I do?
You do.
By Denise Williams?
Yes. You guys both have Iowa authors.
Ooh.
Mine is All's Fair in Love and Pickleball by Kate Spencer.
And mine is Just Our Luck by Denise Williams.
Yes. They're both Des Moines-based authors. So please enjoy.
I can't wait to read this on my plane ride. And also on the cruise.
I knew that you would need reading material.
What category of book would you describe this as, Claire?
Romance. I got you guys romance novels.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
That was my guess when I saw love and people kissing on a paddle.
Something happens in this book where apparently a bingo card goes right.
Oh, my goodness. Just our luck.
What book do you have?
Oh, I have Every Summer After.
Mm.
By Carly Fortune.
Okay.
Not an Iowa author, so I was a little disappointed, but.
Did it luck out that we both picked the Iowa authors?
You both got the Iowa authors.
That's pretty cool.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad.
And I got the signed copy, yeah. So look for that on eBay,
Ben,
when I'm done with the book. Thank you guys for your presents. I appreciate them.
Aw, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All.
Ho, ho, ho.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.